Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a play.
Superstar. Superhuman. Collingwood delight. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, I've noticed on the NRL website, there is an option to pick your Indigenous and your Maori All-Stars team. So I haven't had a look at it yet. I'm going to do it live in front of you guys, but I assume it's a system like it has been the last few years where it gives you a couple of options for each position you go through. You pick your position. So obviously, like a guy like Latrell, I'm assuming he'll be available at, you know, fullback and at centre. I'm sure there'll be a lot of guys like that. So I'm not sure how confusing this is going to be. I'm not sure if I pick someone at fullback, they're going to disappear as a centre option or whatever it might be. So bear with me here, but I am going to go through and I'm going to read the options for each one. So we'll do the Indigenous side first. I'm actually going to do the Indigenous side today, and then tomorrow morning I'll have the Maori side. I think there's going to be plenty of content to come out of this, plenty to talk about. So for me, the Indigenous team at fullback, our options are Dane Laurie, Alex Johnson, Latrell Mitchell, Will Kennedy, Nico Hines and Corey Thompson. For me here, I think it's a bit of a no-brainer. I think you've got to go Latrell Mitchell. I think you'll find a spot for Alex Johnston elsewhere, maybe even Nico Hines. Corey Thompson you could as well, but I think for me there's one standout there. It is Latrell Mitchell. I think especially in this game, we know what Latrell stands for. We know the sort of person he is. He's a proud Indigenous man. He's been very outspoken, so I definitely want him to be centre stage. I would have him as my fullback by far and away, and I'm really excited to see what this game brings out of Latrell. He's been waiting a long time to play footy again. He's got that first season under his belt at fullback. I think this is really exciting for Latrell, the perfect way to start the season. So he would definitely be my fullback. Okay, wingers, left side wingers. The options are Remus Smith, The Hammer, Jason Saar, Blake Ferguson, Edric Lee, Braden Birds, Alex Johnson, Dane Gagai, Josh Adokar, Jonas Pearson, Corey Thompson, and Trayman Spry. Now, I guess left wing, I think it's too hard to go past Josh Adokar. There's going to be some talent that's going to miss out on this starting 13, isn't there? There is some real talented footballers there. For me, you have to have Josh Adokar. He's the best left winger in the game. He showed in Origin that he can play on the right side, but I think you simply have to pick this guy in his preferred position, which is left wing. So he'll be my left winger there, Josh Adokar, the Fox, left centre. So to be inside Josh Adokar, here are your options. You got Shibasaki from the Newcastle Knights, Dane Gagai, Jack Whiten, Jesse Ramian, Branko Lee, Brian Kelly, Tyrone Peachy, and Jimmy the Jets. Interesting. You're playing left side. James Robert tends to be more of a right side centre. Tyrone Peachy is a good little option. Brian Kelly is a guy I'm a big fan of. Branko's a right side. Jesse Ramian's right side. Jack Whiten is a guy that has played left centre quite a bit. Dane Gagai is more of a right side sort of man again. Shibasaki's played a bit of both sides. I think for me here, it either has to be Jack Whiten or Brian Kelly. If you were to pair up James Roberts and Josh Adokar, it'd be one hell of a lineup there. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to back in the guy. I think he's extremely underrated. I'm going to go with Brian Kelly there. He's a guy that I really, really like. Jack Whiten, the more I think about it, you probably can't play Whiten in, maybe you have to go Jack Whiten actually. Yeah, look, let's go Jack Whiten at left center, only because Cody Walker's obviously going to be my 5'8", so leaves you a bit thin there. I'm going to go with Jack White at left centre. I'll have to find a spot on the bench for Brian Kelly later, I think. Right centre, options are Shibasaki, Gagai, Jesse Ramien, Branko Lee, Brian Kelly, Tyron Peachy, Jimmy the Jet. For me here, I think I'd probably have to go Dane Gagai. He's been sensational in these games. Interesting, I think Dane Gagai is able to play for both of them. Both sides here. So interesting. I wonder if he appears on the Maori run too. I've got a feeling he might have pulled out last year because he didn't want to pick between the two of them. I don't know who I'm going to go here. Either Dane Gagai or James Roberts, one of the two. I'm going to go with Dane Gagai. I'll go with a bit of experience there. On the right wing, our options are Remus Smith, The Hammer, Jason Saar, Blake Ferguson, Edric Lee, Braden Burns, Alex Johnston, Josh Adokar, Dane Gagai, we've already got them. Jonas Pearson and Corey Thompson. I think for this right wing spot, it's between Alex Johnston and Blake Ferguson. Tough one. Look, solely because he's an out-and-out right winger, and I know he didn't have the best 2020, but I think I'd have to go Blake Ferguson here. I think I'm going to go Fergo on the right wing, and I'll have to find a spot on the bench for Alex Johnston. But, geez, when I look at those centres and wingers, guys that have missed out on a spot, I mean, Braden Burns has missed out on a spot. Alex Johnson's missed out on a spot at the moment. Corey Thompson's missed out. Tyrone Peachy doesn't have a jersey yet. James Roberts doesn't have a jersey yet. Jesse Ramien, Branko Lee. There is just Brian Kelly doesn't have a jersey yet. Yeah, wow, there is a lot of talent that doesn't have a spot in this team yet. This is going to be a star-studded side. At 5'8", this is interesting. Now, the options are Drinkwater, Jaden Sullivan, Connor Watson, Cody Walker, Jack White, and Cade Cust. For me, got to go Cody Walker. I've already got Jack White in the centres. So the other, I mean, Scott Drinkwater, he's a guy that I think would really light up this stage. Connor Watson, he's a guy that will have to find a spot for, probably on the pine somewhere. Halfback, our options are Troy Dargan, Jamal Fogarty, Ash Taylor, Braden Trindle, Will Smith. I don't think you could possibly go past Jamal Fogarty here. I think he has to be the 7, and I think I would have to find a spot in the team for Ash Taylor somewhere. It'd be really interesting to see these two link up, but I don't think you can leave Cody Walker out of the side. So I think Jamal Fogarty, he would be my halfback for this team. Okay, for the forwards, now we've got a selection of front rowers. Wow, there's not many front rowers on this list. Okay, there's only 3 front rowers on this list. You've got Josh Kerr, Andrew Fifita, and Jermaine Tanua-Brown. So I think they'll probably go with Josh Kerr and probably Andrew Fifita to start. Jeez, that's a real shortage there. That's a worry. Which means that JTB, I'm sure you'll have to find a spot on the bench for him. At hooker, you got Ruben Cotty, you got Connor Watson, Will Smith. Definitely have to go Connor Watson. Jeez, there's a plethora of backline players there, but up front, they are a little bit short there. Second row is on the left-hand side. Our options are Adam Elliott, Chris Smith, Tyrell Fuimiano, Zach Sadler, Wade Graham, or David Fifita. Geez, it's going to be hard to leave Wade Graham and David Fifita out, isn't it? I think I'll go Wade Graham on the left where he normally plays, and then David Fifita, he also plays on the left. I think I'd be moving David Fifita to the other side. So my back rowers will be Wade Graham and David Fifita. Adam Elliott, he's going to be unlucky to miss. I'll definitely have him on the bench somewhere with Fuimiano as well. I think he's a really handy little footballer. Lock forward, the options are Josh Curran, Adam Elliott, Chris Smith, Wade Graham, David Fifita, Tyrone Peachy. As I always do, I will always have a ball player at 13. So Tyrone Peachy for me. Adam Elliott, very unlucky. Interesting, you can't pick a bench. I thought you would be able to. That's interesting. So you can only pick your 13. So my team, at fullback, I would have Latrell Mitchell on the wings. I would have Josh Adokar and Blake Ferguson. In the centres, Jack White and Dane Gagai. 5'8", Cody Walker. Halfback, Jamal Fogarty. The front rowers, Josh Kerr and Andrew Fifita. At hooker, I would have Connor Watson. My second row is Wade Graham, David Fifita. And lock in the scrum, I would have Tyrone Peachy as my link. Man, a really exciting team there. The forward pack, it is a little bit slim. Your second row and your lock, you're doing fine there. But up front, Andrew Fifita, Josh Kerr is your starting two. I mean, I wouldn't call it ideal, but I mean, they are going to play a fast track of footy, you know, so it's going to be a really interesting watch. Stay tuned tomorrow. I'm going to be dropping my Maori team. I haven't even had a look at that yet, but I know from experience there's going to be a lot of superstars in that. I mean, we're talking Kalen Ponga, we're talking Cody Nikorima, just a host of superstars, Brandon Smith as well. So really interested to see how they line up. I think in the forwards they'll have a little bit more depth. But I think as far as backs go, the Indigenous boys, they definitely had more options. Stay tuned for that tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.